Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey everybody, welcome to your Saturday edition of Reading the Bible in a Year on Undying Light. We'll just do a quick recap of last week's reading, and if it's Saturday, that means you should be finishing today with an entire chapter on bodily discharges. But to get here, you have had finished up the book of Exodus and started working through Leviticus, made it to the 15th chapter today, while gathering up a whole plethora of law. And so that would have been your readings today. And now we are going to dig into what you shall read in the coming week. And like I said, I want to focus more so on the upcoming week as we progress in the show than I do on the previous week, because the previous week would have already been established on the last week's episode. And as we kind of work through that material. So nothing really to go back and examine unless I make a comment and I say, hey, pay attention to this or read through this stuff carefully, in which I do with, especially when it comes to the laws in Leviticus, read through them carefully, slowly, and understanding the greater context that these are focusing on is Israel being separated from the regular, from the pagan nations that are surrounding them at this time. So moving on into next week, we begin with chapter 16 and the Day of Atonement, and we will see this story start to unfold from Moses and Aaron and God speaking to them. Then we go back into the place of sacrifice in chapter 17, the laws of eating, laws against eating blood, unlawful sexual relations in 18, the Lord is holy in chapter 19, loving your neighbor as yourself, you shall keep my statutes, the punishment of child sacrifice in 20. This was a big thing, especially with the pagan worlds, as dark and gruesome as they were, offered up children as sacrifice, and God puts a stance against it. And it's kind of interesting if you use a verse like this, or verses, if you would, 1 through 8 in chapter 20, you know, this really shows the entire devoutment that God has to loving children. And you see that demonstrated by Jesus in the New Testament, where he commands his disciples to let the little children come to him. And you see, as David writes in the Psalms, that we are formed together by God in our mother's womb, and he knew us before that even. Paul writes that he set us apart before the foundations of the world. So if God knows us and loves us so intricately, how could we as Christians stand for abortion? How could we assign and assert that, you know, it is okay to murder children in the womb just because they aren't outside of the womb? They're not walking around or crawling around or anything like that. And it angers me so much when you have Christians that support choice, that it's the woman's body. Well, it's not. There's two separate sets of DNA. There's two sets of everything. Everything is different. It is a whole nother human being grown. And it just angers me when Christians that claim to be Christians advocate for this position, that they can choose to dismember and kill a human child in the womb. And I just go flat out. I said, so you're for the dismemberment of a human person, because that's what they do. They go into the womb, they pull the arms and the legs apart from the baby, and they pull the head off, dismembering the baby from the womb and then take it out. That's what the abortions do. And people that advocate for that are, in my opinion, they're lost. And yeah, I could say some really mean things about them, but by and large, they are just simply lost people. And that's how we have to view it. And we have to preach the gospel to them. And whether Christ gives them faith through the Holy Spirit, that is between God and them. We continue to preach the gospel. God has punishments established for the Israelites against child sacrifice. We see that in chapter 20. And we know the length that Christ goes to redeem mankind from their sins. And I'm not saying that they are unredeemable, because they most certainly are. Their sins can be forgiven. It is one of the things in today's culture that really angers me about how pro everything some people are when it comes to the more secular items. Christians should advocate for life from the, you know, from the womb to the grave, and every aspect in the middle of it. So off my soapbox, let's move on. We got punishments for sexual immorality. You shall be holy. 21 is holiness of priests. We've got acceptable offerings. The Feast of the Lord's kicks off 23. And then there's a whole plethora of feasts here. And then we have the lamps that kick off 24. And the Sabbath year, the year of Jubilee. This is often a piece of scripture that's twisted out, verses 8 through 22. Meaning in the Pentecostal and charismatic circles, they will use this verse in today's culture that it's a year of Jubilee. And so God is going to restore you and forgive you, and your debts are going to be, you know, replenished, and you're going to be, you know, you're going to have all this abundance of whatever. And that's what they use as this particular passage. So if you ever hear anybody in the modern time talking about this being a year of Jubilee, just ignore it. It's bad teaching. So there's the redemption of property, the kindness to poor brothers. 26 kicks off with the blessings for obedience and the punishment for disobedience, which is obviously a much bigger section. It takes you all the way to 27. The laws about vows. Jesus quotes this in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. And then we get into Numbers. So we finish Leviticus, and we will spend a couple days here looking at Numbers. Again, this is going to be a book that's heavy in genealogy. And so you kick right off with the census of Israel's warriors, and you will see all of these tribes and all of their generations and all of these numbers. Just power through it. Please don't ignore it. Don't skip on. Don't, you know, just bypass it. Just power through it. You know, you don't have to know the names or pronounce the names. Just read through it as best as you can. I always advocate for that, because it's one thing that I was doing early on in my walk, was I would just glaze over any of these passages, and there's some depth and richness to it. And I think if you take the time to really just kind of kick back and read it, you'll see this greater picture of scripture come together, as you will start to see how a lot of these tribes have influences and impacts on the time of Christ and further on into the history of the world. So then you've got the Levites exempted. They, remember, if you turn back to Exodus and Leviticus, they are the priesthood. Then you've got in chapter 2, the arrangement of the camp. 3, the sons of Aaron, the duties of the Levites, and the finish, or do, take on basically another chunk here, and then the redemption of the firstborn. Chapter 4 is going to be the end of your reading for next Saturday. You'll have the duties of the Kohathites, the Gershites, and the Merarites. So again, you don't need to have all the names memorized in here, but by all means, please read through it and take your time and just let it soak in and let it just kind of camp on your mind, if you would. So that's really it. There's a few passages, like I said, about the year of Jubilee that really stands out to me. The rest of it's pretty straightforward. It's a lot of law, a lot of, you know, working through that materials. And you've got a lot of just kind of a plethora of genealogies that you're going to work through in the book of Numbers. But please take your time and read through it. Don't skip over it, because it will be quite fascinating. once we get through the book of Numbers and get on into Deuteronomy and Joshua, you'll start to see a lot more historical narrative pick back up, and the story gets pretty exciting from there on. So that's going to be it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you guys have a great week reading your Bible in a year, and I hope that this show is a blessing for you for the short few minutes that you get to listen to it. And check us out on Wednesdays as we're working through the social media impacts, and Friday as we continue on through the Gospel of Matthew. Until next week, God bless. Have a great week. We'll see you all later.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.